A judge today says the trial of Scott Decry will be split into two phases. One trial on whether he's guilty and another on the penalty phase if he is convicted. Now, prosecutors say Decry walked into and out of a Seal Beach hair salon in 2011 and shot and killed eight people, including his former wife. It was the worst mass killing in Orange County history. Meanwhile, the public defender's office is asking a judge to either declare a mistrial or prohibit the DA from trying it, saying there have been years of misconduct at the district attorney's office. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly, and he joins us now to talk about it on this week's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
We'll get to the Decry case in just a second specifically, but wow, years of misconduct. That is quite an accusation.
Not only that, this is coming not from some wacky left-wing source like the OC Weekly, but from the Public Defender's Office. This is an office that, of course, takes on cases when people can't afford their own attorney or some high-profile cases of some of the worst criminals in Orange County. So, I mean, they are a public institution, so they're usually not used to seeing the DA's office as a sworn enemy. But in February, one of the public defenders, he filed a 600-page motion. I mean, this is huge. This is almost like an environmental impact report talking about all these allegations that he says that proves the OCDA's office has been basically breaking the law, specifically with their jailhouse informants.
The DA allegedly using this seasoned informant, they claim, Fernando Jose Perez, referred to as inmate F, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that legal, though? I thought jailhouse informants are legal.
This is the problem. It's not just the inmate you just named, but other inmates. So what the public defender's office is saying is that they're using these inmates to talk to accused people, and not just talk to them, but not reveal who they are and start questioning them. So it's almost like an interrogation. So apparently it's legal if you have a jailhouse informant and he's just kind of talking to someone, hey, so you're here for murder, right? And then if the person opens up and gives them all this information, then it's perfectly legal to introduce into court. The informant, though, can't start asking, probing questions. I guess that's where it crosses the line. Or if they do, they have to identify themselves as such. And then any information that's taken from there, then the DA has to share with either the public defender's office or the defense attorneys. And so that's what the crux of this matter is, that, you know, the public defender's office is saying that the DA is not only using these informants illegally, but then any information that they're getting, they're not sharing with the public defenders or the defense attorney's office, which means an easier conviction for the DA's office.
You mentioned the 600-page motion of allegations. The assistant district attorney in Orange County, Dan Wagner, who's prosecuting Decry, by the way, said that it was just filled with untruths. Is that a formal denial?
Of course. I mean, the DA's office thinks they do God's work. And look, they do good stuff. But at the same time, there's been a lot of prosecutorial fun under Tony Rakakis's reign ever since the late 90s.
All right. So back to this specific case, Gustavo. Why is the Decry trial being split into two different phases?
The current judge presiding over the trial, he wants to have two completely different juries. One, to hear whether, a Decry is guilty of the crimes that he has himself admitted to. And then another jury to determine whether, if he is found guilty, whether to find the death penalty. And the reason why is because he doesn't want to have a jury that could possibly be prejudiced by these accusations that the public defender's office has given against the DA. So a trial that seemed to be pretty much a slam dunk, now it's going to take quite a while. And actually, family members of the victims of Decry, some of them are saying, we don't want a death penalty phase if that means it's going to take that much longer to see justice for, our slain kin.
Certainly a dogfight on many fronts. Gustavo Arellano joining us from the OC Weekly. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.